And 6:06, it is partly clear, 65 degrees in Tulsa, climbing to 92 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News. Tulsa City Councilors believe the mayor's recommendation for Vision 2 Arkansas River dams is inadequate. They're adding $16 million to Mayor Bartlett's proposal of $55 million, with a priority being the Zinc Dam. Council Chair G.T. Bynum says, however, there must be consideration of a new South Tulsa Dam.
The mayor is only focusing on funding improvements at the existing dam, the Zinc Dam, which needs to be raised about 3 feet. It needs to have gates replaced. But he is not accounting for a dam in South Tulsa.
Of the $71 million that councilors plan to set aside, $30 million would be used to partner with Jinx or possibly the Creek Nation for a new South Tulsa dam. The other $41 million would be used for improvements to the existing Zinc Dam. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Stedman Upham resumes his presidency at the University of Tulsa. The Board of Trustees announced yesterday that Upham will resume the presidency on October 1st for no more than a two-year period. He replaces Jeffrey Orsak, who was terminated by the trustees last week. Miss Liberty Bell, Oklahoma's only bedbug-sniffing dog, will be at the Central Library after hours tomorrow for a follow-up inspection after this summer's infestation. The library's Lori Sonborg says the visit will also address an employee's recent report about finding a suspicious bug.
We're not able to pre-treat before she comes because that would impair her ability to give us an accurate report.
She assures that in the meantime, the library is open and is safe to visit. Another arrest is made in the Victory Christian Center case. 23-year-old Israel Castillo was booked yesterday morning into the Tulsa jail. He is accused of using a computer to proposition an underage girl, and he is the latest to be arrested in the case. 20-year-old Chris Denman is accused of rape, while five other church staffers have been accused of not making a timely police report about the incidents. Two people are dead this morning after a car goes east in the westbound lanes of the Turner Turnpike. The car collided head-on with another vehicle at Kellyville around midnight last night. The turnpike had to be shut down for a while. It is now reopened. A new state grant will put 16 more adult psychiatric beds at the Hillcrest Medical Center. It currently only has 14 beds.
We've been having to transport individuals out of our community because there weren't enough psychiatric hospital beds for people in an acute psychiatric crisis. So that in and of itself is a major improvement.
The grant will also pay for a new outpatient crisis stabilization unit at the Tulsa Center for Behavioral Health. She says it'll function like a minor emergency center for psychiatric cases. Well, autumn does not officially arrive until tomorrow, but the fall allergy season is here and it is in full swing with recent high ragweed pollen counts. Also,
there is one tree that tends to pollinate in the fall called cedar elm or fall elm. And that's been pollinating this week.
That's the Allergy Clinic of Tulsa's Dr. James Love. He says mold can also be a major allergen during the fall. A freight train derails in Muskogee County. The train jumped the track south of the city of Muskogee near 93rd Street and Old Highway 69. The train was carrying a load of coal and several cars caught fire. Our weather forecast, a mixture of sun and clouds, a very slight chance of some rain today. Hot and muggy with a high of 92. Right now in Tulsa, it is partly clear and 65. I'm John Durkin, KWGS News.